Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The change in the House of Representatives following the recent midterm elections also changes the leadership of many key House committees. California Democrat Maxine Walters will become the chair of the influential Financial Services Committee. And yesterday, her comments about banking regulations caused the financial sector of the Standard & Poor's 500 to sink 1.5%. Ms. Walters said the easing of bank regulations would come to an end when she takes the Financial Services Committee chair in January, and that sent shares of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs stumbling in the day's trading, 2% and 1% respectively. The tech sector also contributed to a down day on Wall Street with its drop of 1.4%. Once again, weak sales of Apple's iPhone pressured the company's stock price, which fell 2.8%. Apple stock is down 20% from its record high. And if that weren't enough, a government report indicated that higher prices for gas, rent, and used vehicles pushed the consumer inflation index higher in October. The Dow Industrials closed 205 points lower, about 0.8%. The S&P 500 was off about the same percentage, and the NASDAQ dropped 64 points, 0.9%. Retail stocks are in focus today, with Walmart and JCPenney releasing their earnings results and looking ahead to the holiday season. That's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
Welcome to Walmart. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.